here's a story from The World.
The European Union is stepping up its assistance for Afghanistan, pledging 1 billion euros to help stabilize the country and its neighbors. Afghanistan's economy has been in a severe decline since the Taliban took control in August. Laurel Miller has been tracking this from Washington. She's the director of the Asia Program for the International Crisis Group and formerly worked at the State Department. This European aid package of a billion euros, about $1.2 billion, Laurel, can it help quickly stabilize Afghanistan?
It can help staunch the bleeding. It can provide a humanitarian bandage for what is a growing humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, but it's not going to turn the situation around. It's not going to enable the Afghan economy to avoid collapse because it's not really pumping money into the economy. About half of it is slated to go to neighboring countries, essentially to encourage them to keep refugees and migrants in those countries in the neighborhood of Afghanistan and prevent them from going to Europe.
I mean, generally, it seems like a dilemma for some of these Western governments, how to help Afghans without legitimizing the Taliban.
Yeah, I mean, there is a real dilemma here and one that is not fully resolvable. You can help Afghans in the sense of alleviating their suffering with aid for health care, for food, for shelter, but those are bandage measures. There is no way fundamentally to move Afghanistan forward economically and try to address these fragility risks without working with the Taliban. But it has to be said, I mean, what we're seeing now is the real underlying fundamental fragility of Afghanistan, despite the fact that over the last 20 years, Western donors poured billions of dollars into the country.
Well, some 70% of Afghanistan's previous government's budget came from international aid. So now with the Taliban, how can Afghanistan break the cycle and build a self-sustaining economy? Are we not there yet?
We're not there yet. I mean, there's no magic key to that. And one of the key factors that has inhibited development of a self-sustaining economy in Afghanistan in the past was conflict, was violence in the country. We're talking about generational change that's needed here for the economy to be really self-sustaining and growing in a way that isn't just propped up by foreign aid.
Right now, though, especially as the winter months approach, much of Afghanistan needs humanitarian aid. How much aid is needed? Is there a number?
Well, the United Nations has put out an appeal for humanitarian assistance, and they still need several hundred million more dollars to fully fund that appeal, even after what the European Union, Americans, and others have pledged. So the needs are great for the remainder of this year, but there's no real magic fix here.
Laurel, in the weeks and months ahead, who do you expect is going to have to step up here? Or if we put it another way, who's responsible right now?
First and foremost, the Taliban are responsible because the main responsibility rests on their shoulders to make it possible for foreign donors to work with them. Beyond that, it is up to the governments around the world who are concerned about the humanitarian needs of the Afghan people, the risks of people falling more deeply into poverty and hunger to step up and address that.
Laurel Miller in Washington is the director of the Asia Program for the International Crisis Group and formerly at the State Department. Laurel, really appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's good to join you. From PR.